Every once in a while, a song captures the American imagination. It may not break any rules or be terribly different from a thousand other songs that you'll likely never hear. It just clicks. Well, 25 years ago this week, this was that song. A quarter of a century later, Walking on Sunshine still clicks, and as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, it's still paying the musicians who created it.
When people used to ask Katrina Liskonich what she did for a living, she'd say,
I'm a singer in a band, Katrina and the Waves. Oh, no, never heard of it. Walking on Sunshine? Oh, wow, yeah, of course.
After it was released in 1985, Katrina Liskonich says Walking on Sunshine became one of those It's Never Gonna Go Away songs around the world. And every time the song got played on the radio, it made a little more money. Tim Lee heads up Tummy Touch Records, Katrina and the Waves' current record label.
Every time you get the song played on the radio, you might make $1 or $1.50, and if the song is played 2 million times, as Walking on Sunshine has been, you know, it really adds up.
Katrina Liskonich, who'd been a dishwasher on an American military base in England, says it was a lot like winning the lottery. She says the band, wisely, decided to put themselves on a salary rather than get lump sums. Katrina was able to put a down payment on a small house and bought a new car.
The song became bigger than the group, and we did pretty much follow in the wake of its success.
But after a couple of years, the record label wanted another hit, just like Walking on Sunshine.
They thought we were the New Monkees, the Beach Boys, but we weren't even really that kind of band. We were a bit cooler. I thought I was Nico in the Velvet Underground and, you know, black turtlenecks and black eyeliner and no smiling in photographs.
So they were dropped. But the money from Walking on Sunshine kept coming in. In an otherwise move, the band held on to the publishing rights. That's the money that typically goes to the songwriter, the band's guitarist, Kimberly Rue. Tim Lee says Rue shares that money with the rest of the band. The song showed up all over the place. The movies American Psycho and High Fidelity and countless commercials. Everything from diapers to medicine.
It's another beautiful day.
Sunshine.
Don't lose it to seasonal allergies. Take control.
And don't it feel good?
Talk to your doctor.
Walking on Sunshine often was the crown jewel in EMI's catalog.
Jared Mason worked for EMI Publishing from 2004 to 2008. He says of the roughly 1.3 million songs in EMI's catalog, Walking on Sunshine was one of its biggest earners. He says advertisers would pay about $150,000 to $200,000 to use it for 1 year.
It has that sort of feel-good theme that can just be applied everywhere.
By some estimates, Walking on Sunshine has made the band Katrina and the Waves about $1 million a year over the last decade. How long did it take you to write Walking on Sunshine?
Wow, I'm just trying to remember.
Kimberly Rue has written over 200 songs since then, but he lives off the money from Walking on Sunshine.
If we had more songs which more people knew, I mean, that would be so much the better. I mean, basically, you know, we're lucky to have one.
The story of the original band Katrina and the Waves did not end well. Katrina Liskonich says she was fired in 1998. Lawyers were involved. She says she no longer gets a share of the money made from Walking on Sunshine, but she does still sing it.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, and don't it feel good?
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And don't it feel good?
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.